Warp the Terror, Ray Shine Vaugh. We're going to be doing two terrors tonight. We're going to try to make things as clear as possible. Terror, Ray Shine Vaugh. Rabbein Ezal says, Da, you should know, Ki Achilas Shabbos Eino Bishvil Sviya Klal, that the eating on Shabbos that a person does is not for the purpose of satiation whatsoever. It has nothing to do with becoming physically satisfied from food. Meaning, number one, for starters, Rabbein Ezal brings in a different turn of the Quran, the fact that the Pasuk says, Ichluhu hayoim, ki Shabbos hayoim, v'ashem alikecho, hayoim leisim tzu basode. The Gemara learns out from there the fact that it says three times hayoim. Number one, we know that that's a remes to Sholosh Sudais, and the Sifrei Kabbalah bring a whole set of chidushim showing how that three times hayoim, the word hayoim, refers to the Shechina there, meaning that this is keneged the three goliyos, chutzim golosedim, all kinds of different things that are brought on that. But Rabbein Ezal says the stress on hayoim is pshat, saying pshat in that pasuk is that usually when a person sits down to eat or when a person grabs a bite to eat, usually it's for one of two reasons. Either the person has not eaten for a while, and the person's hungry, so it's to satisfy something from the past, an accumulation of 6 hours that I haven't eaten, that's why I'm eating now. Not the present, that has nothing to do with this minute, it has to do with an accumulation. I've accrued 6 hours of hunger, and based on that, I'm going to judge how much I'm going to eat. That's the reason why a person eats sometimes, past tense. Sometimes a person eats, he knows he's going out on a trip. He's going out, he's going to be outside for 3-4 hours, he's not going to have access to food. So he takes something to eat now. He's not really that hungry now, but he's eating because of the future. He's eating based on the fact that he knows his next meal is not... Why does a person eat lunch at work? He knows his next regular meal is not going to be till 6, 7 o'clock at night. So he knows he has to take a bite now to carry him through the next hours. So we see that normally the achila is a concept of past or future. Rabbein Ezal says Shabbos, there's a different Indian. Shabbos, a person is not supposed to eat out of hunger or eating for the future. The stress in Shabbos is ichluhu hayoim. Eat now, eat today, not for yesterday, not for tomorrow. Eat for today. In other words, to concentrate on in other words, that your purpose in eating should be to be mekayem the mitzvah b'pshitus of eating on Shabbos. My purpose in eating is not to satisfy a hunger of the past. It's not to. Now we know that there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that erev Shabbos you're supposed to leave yourself hungry to go into Shabbos with appetite. The answer is because the Shulchan Aruch knows that we are general population is not big tzaddikim, and they would not necessarily be able to show the proper love to the meal of Shabbos if they were going into it full. So therefore, to encourage you, the concept of Mibsori Echzelokai, in order to enable the guf to experience the Simcha of Shabbos, they give an advice to the poshut person. Keep yourself a little hungry, so you'll go in. So even the body will feel a little simcha in the meal, so therefore the neshama will be able to feel the elikus and what you're eating, the whole mitzvah of Achilas Shabbos. But basically, Rabbein Ezal says there that the emphasis on Shabbos, number one, is not past, not future, present. Eating purely to be mekayim, a mitzvah now of eating. Every bite that I take now I know is different than I would be eating the same food on Wednesday or on one of these 6 days of the week. Now Rabbein Ezal graduates to a different concept. Now he's taking you one step further. Rabbein Ezal says that the achila on Shabbos is not for the purpose of satiation, of sevia. Rak begin the Yisborchun kulu shita yoimin. Rabbein Ezal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. The purpose of eating on Shabbos is to be able to create and be mamshich a bracha for the 6 days of the week. Kemuva b'zohar, as is written in the Zohar HaKadosh. Rabbein Ezal as the Zohar HaKadosh explains, ki me'achilas Shabbos nishpoin v'nizborchin kol sheishes hayomim. It's from the food that a person eats on Shabbos that there's generated a shefa and bracha for the 6 days of the week. Rav Enizal explains, now what are we saying here? Why should you not be eating for the purpose of Sevilla on Shabbos? And how does this bracha go from Shabbos to the 6 days of the week? Rav Enizal explains. Rav Enizal says, Ki ikra ha-sevilla b'Shabbos. We know that the main time of satiation is on Shabbos. Kisuma ein lo seva. The Gemara says in Yuma that a blind person has no satiation from the food. Kama shalom the Razal, as the Gemara says in Yuma, mi pasuk hamachilcha mon bamidbar leman anoischa. The Gemara says that the pasuk says that Hashem gave the Yidden mon in the desert in order to torture them. He gave them mon that was a present. What's the torture involved? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion is from here we learn out that the main sviya in food is seeing it. If I look at it and it looks like steak, I'm going to enjoy it the way I enjoy a steak. If I look at it and it has the appearance of chicken, but it's really, in other words, they've dressed it up and everything like chicken, but it's really a piece of steak and it tastes like steak, it's not going to taste the same. It's not going to provide the same kind of sevilla. That's one opinion in the Gemara. And we learn it out from here. And that's Taich B'manan. So what was the suffering with the man? Although it was capable of tasting like anything, it only looked like white seeds. The other opinion in the Gemara is that from here we learn out that when is a person satisfied? When does a person feel a sevilla? When there is pas besalai. When a person knows that he's got $5,000 in the bank, that person lives with much more of a peace of mind, a sevilla, a calmness, than a person that doesn't have this. A person who knows he has his lunch bag with him feels less hungry than a person who knows he's going to a place where there's going to be lunch, but he doesn't have it. It's not 100% definite. That person feels certain hunger that the other one doesn't. The Gemara says, technically, halacha, one of the reasons why a person gets married is because we know that there is something called taivas noshim. There is an illegal type of desire for women. And one of the purposes for getting married is so that by a person having this dover heter, even if he's not with her 24 hours a day, the fact that he knows that he has pas besalai, he has bread in his basket, he has something, a dover heter, available to him, that makes the test, the hunger, less painful. There's less of a hunger because I have bread in my basket. But here, Rav Enizal is basing this on the other opinion in the Gemara, the opinion that says that what gives a person sevilla, the seeing it, the eyes. Rav Enizal says that the main sevilla is on Shabbos. Why? Rav Enizal explains now. We know that upsia gasa noiteles moreina shalodom. The Gemara says that a person who takes big steps, that subtracts from the power of a person's vision. Umahader lo, and the Gemara says, what day does a person get his vision restored? On what day of the week is the vision perfected? The Gemara says, the wine that a person drinks at Kiddush and Havdalah, that restores the person's eyesight. So we see, Nimsa Rav Enizal says, we see from here, She'ikar Shleimus Mo'er Einayim Hu B'Shabbos, that the main perfection, the main completion of the power of the eyes, the oyer of the eyes, is on Shabbos. The Alkanon, therefore, Oz Hasvir. That's when there is a satiation. That's when there's a superpower of Sevilla. Ki ikar ha-sevilla yidei riyas v'einayim kanal. Because the Gemara says that the main Sevilla comes through the eyes. V'zeh, this is taich in what the pasuk says. Placim boi psiyok tano. We take small steps on Shabbos. Sayadim boi. And we eat. Levarech shalesh pa'amim. To draw a triple type of bracha. Rav Enizal explains, Hainu Shabbos, Paisim Oy Psiyok Tana. We know that Shabbos symbolizes perfection of light to the eyes. Why? Because on Shabbos there's a specific halacha, specific hakpada on keeping the eyes bishleimus, on not taking big steps which would subtract from the completion of the eyes. This guarantees that the person's vision on Shabbos, the person's power of the eyes, is bishleimus on Shabbos. And that's what determines how much sviya a person has. Therefore, if that's the case, if my eyes are at their perfection on Shabbos, then wouldn't it be logical to say that on Shabbos I should have to eat the least? During the week, the eyes are not bishleimus, so there's this hunger, because we said that the hunger is totally in the eyes. A summa is never satisfied. So during the week, each person is a bechinas summa. He's walking around blindish because he's taking these big steps. And bechal, the weekdays symbolize an imperfection of light. That's why I could understand that during the week, there's never a sviya. Therefore, a person has to eat a lot. Whereas Shabbos, when the eyes are perfect, bedafka, then I should have to eat very little and be satisfied enough. Rabbi Nezal says, V'al Kain, therefore, because the Pasuk tells you, Paisim Moi Psiyaktana, that Shabbos symbolizes Shleimus of Oer, V'al Kain, therefore, Mashe Soyadim by Gimel Panim, what's the psychology, what's the reasoning for having three meals? It's not to fill a hunger, because there is no hunger. There is no natural hunger on Shabbos. Hurak levorech. The purpose of having to eat three meals on Shabbos is only to give forth a bracha. Dainu, begin the yisborchum kol shita yaymin kanal, to be mashpia, a bracha, into the 6 days of the week. Avol bishvil Shabbos biatzmai, but for Shabbos itself, loy hoye tzorech leechel kol kach shalosh pamim. There would be no necessity, there would be no physical necessity to have to eat three meals. Ki b'Shabbos ha-sviya. Because on Shabbos there is a solid, there is an incredible power of sviya in the air. Rak, the only reason why we do eat three meals, why there's a hakpada to eat three meals and dafka big meals, rak hulavorech. It's only to be mashpia bracha into the 6 days of the week. Baruch Hashem. This is what Rabbi Nezal says. Now, Rabbi Nachman Shigrin Zal says, with this Tayran Kodeman, we can understand a question that's brought in the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh asks, if Shabbos is supposed to be the main symbol of bracha, then why is it that when Hashem gave the Yidden Mon in the Midbar, Shabbos was the only day that didn't have Mon? Every other day of the week had Shefa. Shabbos was missing Shefa. That looks like an insult to Shabbos. It looks like Shabbos is the smallest in Shefa. This is a question that the Zohar Kodesh asks, and the Zohar Kodesh gives an answer to it, but the answer isn't so clear. Rav Nachman Shpinzal says, with what Rav Nezal presents here, now we understand how that's not an insult to Shabbos, that's the praise of Shabbos. That Shabbos bedavka, there was no need for mon, because Shabbos, there is this additional Shabbos itself, without food, possesses this sviya, this power of sviya. On the contrary, Shabbos is the one that's mashpia into the 6 days of the week. Therefore, Shabbos didn't require a physical act. In other words, Hashem showed the kedusha of Shabbos by showing you, look, on Shabbos I don't have to give you food. The day itself, Itzumai Shalyoim, the Kiddusha of Shabbos itself provides Sviya. Elamai, the Gashmias, as a sidelight, there was this fact that on Friday there was a double portion. But we see a concept, if we were to put on blinders and just look at Shabbos itself, we see that Hashem showed Shabbos does not require food. Shabbos has its own Sviya. Shabbos is the power of Sviya itself. And Rav Nachman Shigrinzal says, with this, we can take this one step further. We know the Zohar Kodesh says that the Tzaddik is always called Shabbos. The Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai used to refer to him as the Shabbos Kodesh. He was, because Shabbos is the light, Mo'er Eina of the Tzaddikim, are the ones who light up our eyes with Torah. They're the ones who give Shefa. So the Tzaddik is referred to as the Shabbos. Again, we have the same question. The Gemara says, Kol ha'olam nizayin b'shvil chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni da'i lo'i b'kav charuvin. The whole world gets its shefa from where? From Shabbos. Where? From Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, from the Tzadik Emes. The whole world draws its shefa from the Tzadik Emes. If that's the case, why do we find that so many tzadikim, roiv tzadikim, were mechusar parnasa? Specifically, look at this example, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. The Gemara says he was extremely, extremely poor. Why? If the whole shefa for the whole world is coming through him, why is he so poor? But Nachman Shirinzal says, because we know that there's two things. There's mezayna de gufa and there's mezayna de nishmasa. There's physical food and there's spiritual food. The Zohar HaKadosh says in a few places that Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal gave his Talmidim a shir. He taught them Torah for 3 days and three nights, and there was no need whatsoever to interrupt with food. He gave them a mezayna de nishmasa, a light of Torah at that time, that was enough to totally knock out completely the necessity for mezayna de gufa. Why? Because within this mezayna de nishmasa was contained mezayna de gufa automatically. Rabbi Elazar says if you daven for ruchnius, you'll get the gashmius automatically. That's an assumption. So therefore, Rav Nachman Shirinzal says, why is it that we find that these tzaddikim are so poor? Is that an insult to them? On the contrary, it's this concept that the Shabbos was the day of the week in which there was no man. Shabbos, there was a bechin of poverty. Why? Because Shabbos is an oyer that comes down that's greater than the whole power of Gashmi's stick of food. Elamai. Then why on Shabbos do we eat whatsoever? The answer is the purpose is because of the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week don't have this oyer. They have to draw the oyer from somewhere. Therefore, through our physical act of eating on Shabbos, this day which it itself doesn't require any achila, we mashpia brocha into the 6 days of the week. So too the tzaddik emes, Rav Nachman Shirinzal says. He doesn't require any physical food. He's capable of climbing to a level of kedusha where he can sustain himself with oyer, with Torah. Why does he? If so, why did Hashem make it that these tzaddikim do eat? Any concept of eating by them? Why? Levorer shalosh panim, to be mashpia brocha to Klal Yisrael, to the Am Yisrael. The tzaddik and the Am Yisrael are compared to the Shabbos and the 6 days of the week, comparatively, relative ratio. Therefore, the tzaddik doesn't need much. He needs very, very little. Rav Nachman Shirinzal says, now imagine the schar of a person who is zeichet to be a machzik a Talmud Chacham, person who is zeichet to sustain a Talmud Chacham, to give him this little bit that he needs to provide shefa for the whole world, to provide shefa for the 6 days of the week. You could imagine, just as there's such a big mitzvah to go out and buy food for Shabbos, the Gemara praises this to such a biggest tanoim, Shammai and Hillel. What were they busy? They were busy calculating the olamos, calculating the spheros and everything. And in the midst of that, they had time to calculate which piece of meat looked better to save it for Shabbos. That's how meticulous they were on providing food for Shabbos. That's the hakpodah. But Nachman Shirinzal says, now we can imagine the mitzvah of being machzik Talmud Chacham, a person who supports Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, who gives him his gashmius tikkei hitzdachus, who removes from him the responsibility of having to take on this, having to provide himself with this. In other words, he says, now you can understand how silly it is for us to think that the tzaddik should have to provide his own gashmius. His whole purpose, if it were up to him, he would chuck the whole thing. He doesn't need the gashmius at all. The only reason why he gets involved in any gashmius at all is for your sake, for the sake of the world, for them to be able to live. Therefore, it's only right, it's only proper, that the world should assume the responsibility for providing him his gashmius.
Why should he need that bit of gashmius to supply the world? Why should Shabbos need the more?
The answer is, again, just like we have a concept in the Gemara, that the miracle can't be chal unless you have something. Yesh me'ayin, generally, was only done in Briyas Olam, only the beginning. Up after that, even miracle, even the concept of miracle is yesh me'yesh usually. from something. You need something for the bracha to be chal on. This is the concept of why we leave over a little wine Friday night on the table. We leave food, bedafka, on the table the whole Shabbos, because the Gemara says in order for a bracha to be chal, it has to be chal on something. Here again, in order for the tzaddik to be able to be mashpia, gashmius, to Klal Yisrael, he himself must participate in gashmius. How much? Very little. He's got to watch it tremendously, because if he dives into gashmius, then he'd kill the whole thing, then he's no more tzaddik. The one who's capable of giving gashmius to the whole world is the one who he himself minimizes his gashmius to the T. But he can't cut it down to nothing, because if he cuts it down to nothing, there'll be nothing for the rest of the world to latch on to him with. He has to have a drop of gashmius in him for them to be able to hook on to something.
Is this tied into the, you mentioned another time about the tzaddik being mavatal from terror?
100%, same concept. In order to give chias to the prostakas. 100%. Now this little Torah here, there's so much I'm saying. Today I was there to get time. There's so much. Nobody knows how many secrets there are in this mitzvah Shabbos. All of these concepts that I mentioned here, the Mar Oinayim, just to throw out a few tiny things. Number one, the word Shabbos itself, the Zohar Kodesh says, is the eyes, symbolizes perfection of the eyes. The word Shabbos, the shin, has three parts that corresponds to the three colored rings of the eye. Bas corresponds to the bas ayin, the pupil of the eye. In Hebrew, it's called bas ayin. So we see the word Shabbos itself symbolizes this perfection of the eyes, which is this concept of sevia. Total satiation. Just to mention a few side items, the fact that the Gemara says that a person who takes big steps, what does it do? It subtracts from his vision. How much does it subtract? 1/500. He restores it, b'kedusha de beis shimshi. Why? What items are there in the Kiddush that help restore the vision? The answer is there's a few items. Number one, we make Kiddush on wine, yayin. Yayin is bigumatria, Ayin, 70. Yayin is Begimatria 70, showing that this is what brings a tikkun, this restores the Moir Hoyin Ayin. When we make Kiddush, Al Pi Zohar Kodesh, Al Pi Kabbalah, the correct way to do it is that during the first half of the Kiddush, during the Yayim HaShishi, you're supposed to stare at the candles, the two candles that are supposed to be burning. The Minhag HaOlam is the people who don't know, some have 35 candles, some have this, some of that. Al Pi Kabbalah, there's a hakpoda to have specifically two, not more. We're going to see in a second a reason why. Here the Mefarshim bring that during the first part of Kiddush, you're supposed to stare at the candles. The second part of Kiddush, you're supposed to stare at the wine. The wine, the yayin, has this power of ayin, taken for the ayin. The Neirois, you have two Neirois, twice Neir. The word Neir is Begimatria 250. Twice Neir is Begimatria 500. This is the 500 that we're talking about. The Neir is Ur, the Moir Hoinayim, which the Gemara tells us has 500 pieces to it. Every time I take a Psiagasa, I subtract. By looking at these two Neirois, in one shot, this restores the full 500. All 500 measures of Oyer, of light, of the Moir Hainayim of the eyes, are restored through this. And note how this ties in with the concept of Tikkun HaBris, which we say is Bedafka, the eyes, Shmiras Hainayim, because the Shem for Tikkun HaBris is the Shem Shakai. The Milui of Shakai is 500. Shakai is 314. The Milui is 500. We mentioned this many times. The Yiskadash. Kiddusha is always the meaning of Tikkun HaBris. The Yiskadash is Tav Kuf Shakai. Shakai and its Milui is Tav Kuf 500. This symbolizes real purity of the eyes, where the eyes are Bishlemos. If you look in Likutei Halachos, other places where it speaks about this Torah, you see how this branches out to everything. You can apply so many different things to this.
Between the Psiagasa and the eyesight.
Ah, that's the next thing. the next time the Gemara we're going to have here is going to raise that question. What does feet have to do with the eyes as far as Shabbos? We're going to have a whole tremendous Torah now, a complicated Torah. Everybody listen from beginning to end and try to piece it together slowly, you're going to see something fabulous. Because once we're going to understand the whole concept of the feet, we're going to understand how it does damage and how it's possible to avoid the damage.
You mentioned the shaka, the name of the shaka is 500.
Right.
How did that tie in with what you were saying about
Tikkun HaBris? Shaka is the name for Tikkun HaBris, the Yesod. We're talking about the eyes here.
Oh, so we see
the full measure of eyesight is 500 units. Torah Reish Ayin Zayin. Rabbeinu Zal says, Da, you should know, Kishayesh Machlekes Al Ha'adam, when there is Machlekes against the person, Chas V'Shalom, Ein La'amoid Atzmoy Keneged Hasayinim. The person should not set himself up in opposition to his enemies, Leimar, to say, that in the same measure that this person is dealing with me, that's how I'm going to deal with them. That attitude can cause that his enemy should be able to succeed in what he's trying to accomplish. And to get to see the tragedy or whatever this person wants to inflict upon him that he wanted to inflict upon him. Rak adarabba, just the opposite. Roy lodonoi sam lakaschus. It's very, very smart and it's very proper for one who is being attacked as machlekes against him to try everything in his power to be able to judge his chelkim lakaschus, velasis lahem kol hatoivos, and to try to do only good to them, not to punish them. The pasuk says, gam enosh latzadik loy toiv. It's usually never good for a tzaddik to punish a rasha. We find cases in the Gemara shows cases where somebody did something to a tzaddik, he looked at him and killed him. The answer is he looked at him and he killed him. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he killed him, it's the pasuk says, Vayifen choy v'choy. He looked into all the Gilgulim, anything that could pass it, to see if there would be any shemetz of toiv that would come from this mitzri. He saw not, he killed him. The Gemara says it by Elisha Hanavi. It says he looked at those 42 youths and he killed them, and there the Gemara says still no good. Even if he didn't see any good that was going to come from them, too bad. Gam enoish la tzadik loy toiv. It's never good for a tzadik to punish. His job, his function, is always to protect Klal Yisrael. Unless Chas V'Shalom he sees a situation where by protecting this one, protecting the criminal, he's going to kill 1,000 innocent victims, Chas V'Shalom, there it's understood he's not allowed to do it. But normally, the rule is, Rabbeinu Zal says, Lo donoisam lekavschus, velasis lahem kol hatoivos. Bechinois, as the Pasuk says, V'nafshi ke'ofor l'koyel t'yeh. Hashem, let me be zeicha that my nefesh should be like ofor. In what sense? K'moi he'ofor sh'ha'koyel doshin oleho, v'hinoi senes lehem kol ha'toivois. Just like dirt is something which the world steps on. People step on it. And yet this dirt is the one that provides all types of toiv to the people, such as achilo, shtiyo, zahov, kesef, avonim toivois. All of these things come from the ground, and people step on the ground. Hakol hoyom in ha'ofor, everything comes from the ground. Kemoikein, so too. Apati shem chelken alav, although these people are being chelik against him, umevakshim ra'osoi, and they're looking to do harm to him, they're looking to hurt him. The attitude of a tzaddik, one who wants to go on the derech Hashem, his attitude is to do only good for them. Just like the dirt, just like the ground. And Rabbeinu Zal gives a moshel for this. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kishe'echot choyter tachas beis chaveroi, when one person is digging under the house of his friend, looking to bring down the house, looking to knock out the foundation of the house. Im hu ya'amid atzmoy, if the owner of the house will rise up against his friend, V'yachter gamken kenegdoi, and he'll start digging to get to him. Azai bevadai betal yovoi hachoter lemavukshoi. He's going to speed up the process and the other one being able to destroy the foundation of the house. The other one is digging towards the house, he's digging towards him. They're going to get the job, the destruction done faster. Avol kishe'echod choyter. But if one is digging, v'chaveroi oimeid bifnim v'shoyfeichofor, and the friend, the other one, is standing inside the area and he's throwing dirt as the other one is emptying out dirt. He's throwing in more dirt. V'oiseh tail kenegdoi, and he makes a big mound of dirt in opposition to the friend. Azai mefir machshavtoi. Then he prevents the other one from being able to achieve what he wanted to. V'ene yochel hasan elak vlasis mavukshoi. And he doesn't allow the Sinai to accomplish what he wants to, because the more dirt the Sinai takes out, he keeps adding dirt. K'moi kein, so too, ein lamoid k'neged ha-sainim. A person should not oppose his enemies. Lasis k'negdim, to try to do things to pay back, to match them, item for item, in the ra that they show him. Shezil b'chinas she'choyter gamkin k'moi ha-sainai. That corresponds in the Moshul to this person who's digging towards the enemy. Rabbi Nezal says, Shaydezeh yovoy lemavukshei bekal. That will allow the enemy to achieve what he wants to easily. Avol al yidei b'chinas ofor, but through a person making himself like ofor, meaning b'chinas b'nafshi k'ofor, he makes himself into one big mound of dirt. Hayidezeh meifir machsheves hasayne kanal. That's how he nullifies the machshav of his sinai, the rotzlin of his sinai, va'azai, and then what happens as a result? When Hashem sees that the person is taking the attitude, does Hashem allow the other one to keep digging? No, Hashem says, koire shachas boyipoil. This one who's digging a ditch, he's the one who's going to fall into it.